Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Mullen, and I welcome you to the December 18th, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Hi, Matt. I'm Amy Fisher. Now let's see what's going on. The city of Freeport will continue its refresh program in 2026 after a successful year of curbing illegal dumping of trash and bulky items. From January to November, over 288 tons of bulk trash was collected at the Freeport Transfer Station at no additional cost to Freeport residents. In that same span, 563 mattresses were collected that were dumped illegally. As a reminder, residents who live within the city limits can bring trash and bulk items to the Freeport Transfer Station located at 2133 South Walnut Road across from Honeywell Plant 4 from 8 to 11 a.m. on the first Saturday of each month. The snow hasn't all melted, and with holiday parties in full swing, we wanted to remind everyone that odd-even parking is in effect and will continue through the end of March whenever there is more than half an inch of snow. This means that vehicles should be parked on the even-numbered side of the street on even-numbered days of the month, and on the odd-numbered days of the month, vehicles should be parked on the odd-numbered side of the street. Streets with parking on only one side of the street are not required to follow the odd-even parking rules. Many streets in Freeport are narrow and can often create roadblocks for large plows, and vehicles parked incorrectly are subject to towing at the owner's expense.
Are you in need of any last-minute gifts? The Partnership Cash Program from the Greater Freeport Partnership is the perfect choice. Partnership Cash can be used just like regular cash at nearly 50 local merchants and businesses in Stevenson County. To order, give Billy at the partnership a call at 815-233-1350 and let him know how much you need. He will have it ready for you to pick up at the Greater Freeport Partnership office on Main Street in Freeport. That's calling Billy at 815-233-1350.
Freepod has reported several times in the last couple of months about climbing utility rates and the options for electrical providers in the Freeport area. So we thought you might like to know that the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act will provide ComEd customers an average credit of roughly $13 per month from January through May in 2026. The Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, also known as the CEJA, is a landmark 2021 Illinois law setting ambitious clean energy and decarbonization goals, phasing out fossil fuels, and investing heavily in green jobs, workforce training, especially for underserved communities, and electric vehicle infrastructure, while also reforming utility regulations to ensure accountability and equity. Its goal is to achieve 100% clean energy by 2045, as it creates a national model for climate policy. CEJA is considered one of the most comprehensive climate laws in the U.S., balancing aggressive environmental goals with economic development, labor interests, and critical social equity provisions.
The Lady Pretzels won a decisive 64-50 basketball game against the Honeniga Lady Indians last Friday night in a big Nick 10 matchup. Both teams came into the game with 3-0 in conference play. The Lady Indians had a 3-game win streak, while the Lady Pretzels had a 7-game win streak. Pretzels got off to a fast start, leading 21-10 after the first quarter, and never lost the lead after that. Freeport superstar Peyton London led the Pretzels with 24 points, while Keegan Huggins added 11. Freeport is now 9-1 overall and 4-0 in the Nick 10. The game followed another win against Jefferson, bringing back memories of the previous time Peyton London and the Pretzels took the court against Jefferson High School in last January when London scored a school record 48 points. Keep it up, Lady Pretzels. Freepod is cheering you on.
Registration for spring classes at Highland Community College closes at the end of day next Tuesday, December 23rd, and the last days for express registration are January 5th, 6th, and 7th. There are classes for everyone, so be sure to check out their online catalog at highland.edu.
In other Highland news, the college is calling for entries for the 55th District Juried Art Exhibit, which will be the first exhibition of the spring 2026 semester. The show will be on view beginning February 11th in the Ferguson Fine Arts Center. Submissions are due January 28th, and more information can be found at highland.edu/juriedart, or you can contact Bill Bueller at 815-599-3490. This annual exhibition is designed to recognize local artists in the Highland District and to celebrate their visual contribution to the community. The competition is open to all residents ages 18 and older living in the Highland Community College District, as well as currently enrolled HCC students.
The Freeport Art Museum has received a $28,750 grant to support its Smart After School Outreach Program from the Thomas G. and Mary Alice Bartles Memorial of the Community Foundation of Northern Illinois in Rockford. The Smart After School Program, which serves youth aged 7 to 12, is a multidisciplinary arts initiative designed to provide consistent, high-quality arts education. Since its inception in 2015, the program has expanded to reach more than 300 students annually. It is delivered in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Freeport and Stevens County and the YMCA's school-age child care program.
In other news from the Freeport Art Museum, registration is now open for the museum's Spring 2026 Art Explorers program. The Art Explorers classes dive into a wide variety of art-making media and techniques, giving students hands-on exposure to creativity that is appropriate for a homeschool art curriculum. For more information, you can contact the museum at 815-235-9755, or you can check the link in the print version of this episode.
December marks the start of in-person pesticide applicator training sessions across the state, led by the University of Illinois Extension Pesticide Safety Education Program and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. In Illinois, you need pesticide applicator training and a license if you apply restricted-use pesticides on your own land, or if you apply any general or restricted pesticide for hire, for your employer, or for a government agency. In short, if your work or land management involves pesticides beyond simple personal use of general products, you likely need training and a license in Illinois. Learn more about what to expect, how to plan ahead, testing options, schedules, registration details, continuing education credits, and who to contact with questions by searching for pesticide applicator training at the University of Illinois website at illinois.edu. Or click the link provided in the print version of this newsletter.
It's time once again for the Northwest Illinois Bird and Nature Alliance to participate in the annual Christmas Bird Count, and the local count day is planned for this Saturday, December 20th. Both experienced birders and novice birders can help by being a field counter on the day of the count. Those with little or no experience will be paired with a more experienced person. Field counting is mostly done from vehicles, with some walking done in appropriate areas, and observations at bird feeders are also an important part of the Christmas bird count data. To be a feeder counter, you must be within the official count circle, which extends 7.5 miles out of its center in Reed Park in Freeport. Please call Richard Benning, the area's local CBC compiler, at 815-865-5279 if you would like to either be a field counter or a feeder counter in this year's Christmas bird count. This will be the 50th time that the local chapter has taken part in this large-scale, long-standing endeavor to take one-day snapshots of types of bird species and number of each in approximately 2,500 count circles throughout the Western Hemisphere.
Take some simple steps this winter to keep from slip-sliding on walks and in driveways while also preventing harm to rivers and wildlife. Once chloride from salt enters fresh water, it can't be removed, and it threatens fish, mussels, amphibians, and even our drinking water. Here's what you can do at home to help minimize its effects. First, spread smart. Only a coffee mug's worth of salt for an entire driveway is needed. Then be patient and let it work. Remember, salt needs time to work, usually about 15 to 20 minutes. Once the salt has done its work, sweep up leftovers to reuse after the next storm. That creates less waste and saves money for you, too. You can also try effective alternatives like sand, pet-safe melts that keep paws safe, and beet brine. Try these simple ideas to stay safe yourself and keep the environment safe, too.
It is time for the Latin American Christmas tradition of Las Posadas, a 9-night community reenactment that began on Tuesday, December 16th and continues through Christmas Eve. It symbolizes the journey of Mary and Joseph seeking shelter and often includes door-to-door singing, processions, prayer, food, piñatas, and festive gatherings that symbolize faith and community unity. The Freeport Area Posada will be celebrated tomorrow night, Friday, December 19th at the Eagles Club at 1200 West Galena Avenue. From 6 to 8 p.m., attendees will enjoy games, food, raffles, a live DJ, community service partners, a student ballet participation activity, and surprise performances. The event is hosted by the Freeport School District 145, the district's Bilingual Parent Advisory Committee, and the League of United Latin American Citizens, which was founded in 1929 and is the oldest and largest Hispanic civil rights organization in the United States. For questions or info, please contact Dania Gomez at 815-801-0126.
The Salvation Army still needs bell ringers for their annual fundraising drive, and you can come to their rescue. Just head to registertoring.com to choose your time and location. It's very simple, and you can brighten someone's day while supporting the Salvation Army. Please also don't forget that donations of food are still needed. Help make someone's Christmas dinner a little better by dropping off non-perishable groceries at 106 West Exchange Street, across the street from the Stevenson County Courthouse. You can also make a cash donation that the Salvation Army can use to purchase groceries at the link included in the print version of this episode of FreePod. They are also collecting winter coats, hats, gloves, mittens, and scarves to keep our community warm.
Families can enjoy a holiday movie and also visit with Santa Claus during the Merry Little Christmas Family event this Saturday, December 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Winnershek Playhouse in downtown Freeport. Santa will be there for photos and to hear Christmas wish list, and then he'll watch a family Christmas movie with everyone who attends. Also be crafts with Santa, cookies and cocoa, and a toy raffle. Admissions is $5 per child at the door.
Before we close, we have one more idea for a holiday gift that will be completely unique to you and your family. How about the gift of exploring your own family history? The Stevenson County Genealogy Society, located at the Freeport Public Library, can lend a hand by helping you search for information about your ancestors through local newspapers on microfilm, cemetery transcripts, city directories, school yearbooks, county histories, family histories, and more. They also can provide access to the library edition of Ancestry.com. Experts are there to assist in person at specific times, and you can also connect with them online to request research help. For more information, visit the Stevenson County Genealogy Society online at stefcogenealogy.org. There's also a link for information in Greene County.
As we did for Halloween, FreePod has put together a list of locations boasting impressive holiday decorations to enjoy on a fun evening drive around the community, and you can find it in the print version of this episode on our website. Many different types of themes are represented, and some are very elaborate, while others are delightfully simple. In some cases, we've identified a whole part of a neighborhood where there are many displays. This is not a contest, so no display is in competition with any others. Each stands on its own in its own neighborhood, and we'd like to thank all the folks in these homes for their efforts they have undertaken to light up our holidays with joy for everyone.
This Sunday, December 21st, is the annual Freeport Community Luminaria Night at 5 p.m. along Stevenson Street and Lincoln Boulevard. We love the beauty of the soft light of luminaries as FHN joins the residents around FHN Memorial Hospital in the annual lighting of the luminarias. It's always a quiet, peaceful display amidst all the busy activities of the holiday season. We're also looking forward to continuing to enjoy the FHN Community Festival of Trees at the Freeport Public Library, where local nonprofits have decorated many beautiful trees as they compete for cash prizes for their organizations. You can cast a ballot at the library for your favorite tree through December 28th, and whether or not you're voting, enjoying the trees is a favorite community pastime during the holiday season. And you can also check out holiday-themed books. If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod. We also want to remind you to tune in for the great in-depth interviews you can hear every week on FreePod. This week's interview featured FreePod host Tim Connors visiting about events at Freeport Martial Arts with owner and head instructor John Garvins, a Freeport High School graduate, and his friend Kate. The interview, which first aired on Tuesday, is available online and can be listened to anytime. Next Tuesday, we replay a timeless interview from last year's holiday season, as FreePod host Becky Connors visits with LaFrancine Baker about Kwanzaa, which begins on Friday, December 26th and continues through January 1st. Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African-American culture that is based on African harvest festival traditions from various parts of East, West, and Southeast Africa. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, December 23rd, and will be available anytime after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice.
In closing, as we've mentioned before, we need your help. When you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, please like or follow us. This helps us move up the rankings of podcasts and enables us to better promote ourselves throughout the region. On Facebook, also please click on the like button, as the algorithms there also depend on user input to help us increase our presence. And speaking of increasing our presence, remember that FreePod is now on YouTube. The program is currently audio only, but having it on YouTube gives you yet another super easy way to listen. You can find both English and Spanish versions. Just head to youtube.com, search for FreePod, or click the link in the print version of this episode. Tell all your family and friends to check it out on YouTube. Everything you do can help get local views out to our community. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College and our many community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or on the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ, in DeKalb at northernpublicradio.org. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. Have a great holiday season, and thanks for listening.